Hello, this is Shibu Cherian, and let us unite in the word today as we are traveling our first journey together. Today is July the 20th, and our Bible reading portion is from the book of Isaiah, chapters 13 to 15. Pride leads to destruction, but exaltation comes from God. Isaiah chapter 14 verses 12 to 15 reads like this. How you are fallen from heaven, O Lucifer, son of the morning. How you are cut down to the ground, you who weaken the nations. For you have said in your heart, I will ascend into heaven. I will exalt my throne above the stars of God. I will also sit on the mount of the congregation on the farthest side of the north. I will ascend above the heights of the clouds. I will be like the Most High. Yet you shall be brought down to Sheol, to the lowest depths of the pit. Satan's fall from heaven is symbolically described in Isaiah chapter 14 verses 12 to 14 and Ezekiel chapter 28 verses 12 to 18. While these two passages are referring specifically to the kings of Babylon and Tyre, the reference to the spiritual power behind those kings, namely Satan, who is referred here as Lucifer or Morning Star. We know that Jesus Christ is a bright and morning star. So Lucifer or Satan is only a counterfeit version of Jesus. Bible scholars are of the opinion that Lucifer's fall from heaven in all probability happened during the first earth age. Lucifer wanted to sit on the mount of the congregation, which according to Psalms 82 verse 1 was where God stands. He also wanted to sit on the farthest sides of the north where God's throne is situated. He wanted to be like the Most High, which is one of the divine names of God as being the possessor of heaven and earth. However, Isaiah chapter 14 verse 15 says that Lucifer will be brought down to Sheol, to the lowest depth of the pit. This will happen in the millennium when Satan is cast into the bottomless pit for 1,000 years. Why did Satan fall from heaven? 1 Timothy chapter 3 verse 6 indicates that pride caused Satan's downfall. Satan fell because of pride. He desired to be God, not to be a servant of God. We should notice the many I will statements in Isaiah chapter 14 verses 12 to 15. Ezekiel chapter 28 verses 12 to 15 describes Satan as an exceedingly beautiful angel. Satan was likely the highest of all angels, the most beautiful of all of God's creations, but he was not content in his position. Instead, Satan desired to be God, to essentially kick God off his throne and take over the rule of the universe. How did Satan fall from heaven? Actually, a fall is not an accurate description. It would be far more accurate to say that God cast Satan out of heaven. Let us be careful not to follow the footsteps of Lucifer, who became Satan because of his pride. Let us clearly understand that pride goes before destruction and a haughty spirit before a fall. Proverbs chapter 16 verse 18. So we read in Psalms chapter 75 verses 4 to 7 like this. I said to the boastful, do not deal boastfully, and to the wicked, do not lift up the horn. Do not lift up your horn on high. Do not speak with a stiff neck. For exaltation comes neither from the east, nor from the west, nor from the south. But God is a judge. He puts down one and exalts another.